More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. First responders can face huge obstacles on the job, both physical and mental, that can take a big toll on both mind and body, and it can be hard to find the resources they need to cope. There's a new movement, though, called Forging Wellness, and it provides those physical and mental resources to first responders in the Treasure Valley, but all over the Northwest. Captain Jesse Clark of the Boise Fire Department has been leading the way when it comes to wellness for his fellow firefighters, and he has been an outspoken advocate for comprehensive wellness programs for first responders. Captain Clark is joining us live now to talk more about this. Captain Clark, really nice to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So what does wellness mean to you? Because we hear that term a lot. So I am curious as to how you would define that when it comes to you and your fellow first responders.
Absolutely. It's obviously kind of a buzzword that gets thrown around a lot. But for me, wellness really just is a comprehensive, proactive approach to thriving both personally and professionally, especially as a first responder. Really balancing the physical, mental, and emotional aspects of life in a way that helps people excel and avoid burnout. Really closely tied to prevention and preparation.
Mm. Can we talk a little bit about what you just said about burnout? Because that is something that that we have seen a lot of, in particular over the last few years, with folks in your profession just not being able to continue doing their job to the level that, frankly, you all want to be able to do your job due to burnout. Where do you think that comes from? And do we need to also maybe make kind of a cultural shift of our understanding as community members as to what we're asking of our first responders?
Yeah, absolutely. So burnout has always been a thing, right? Mm-hmm. But I think more and more, as we really put all this together, it stems from just a combination of everything coming together. So the best way that I can probably describe this for the general public would be most people typically work 40-hour work weeks, and first responders, paramedics in this area typically work 48 hours, even though it's done in 24-hour chunks, it's 48 hours in a week, so 8 hours over the normal. And then firefighters are typically working about 16 hours over the normal work week, putting us about an average of 56. So it creates a cool schedule, but at the same time, when we lump that big time span together, it takes a huge impact on our sleep. Not to mention that while we are getting poor sleep potentially, we are exposed to a number of things just from a stress level and seeing traumatic events, and potentially exposed to toxins and hazardous things.
So I know you have a lot of tips within your program for first responders. One I wanted to talk about, which really stood out to me, was signing up for a counselor or finding a counselor, even if you may not really need one at this point. Why is that so important?
So I was lucky enough to have some really good mentors early on in my career that encouraged me to do something similar. And so I did exactly that. And so I will just tell you from my personal experience. So I had a counselor early on, and then I ended up witnessing the death of a friend and coworker at work. And it was one of those things that I knew almost immediately that it wasn't something that I was just capable of dealing with on my own.
Mm.
And luckily, having that counselor already checked in my back pocket, I was able to call her up, tell her that I needed to get in and see her. And it just so happened that was during the time of COVID, where finding a counselor or getting in, the wait times were incredibly long. And just finding somebody was challenging at best. And so I had that, and I was able to get in right away and deal with that right off the get-go, to where I was able to fully deal with that and continue working and enjoying my work that I have always enjoyed.
You know, it's so interesting to hear you talk about a counselor and your own personal experience with that and how important it is for first responders. Has the culture, has there been a shift within the culture? And I'm thinking of firefighters, you know, police officers, other first responders, where like when I was growing up, you would have never heard of a first responder going to a counselor. It would almost have been seen as a weakness. But what we know now is that it helps you remain healthy in mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah, absolutely. So luckily, I mean, I think all over the nation, there's been a shift, a cultural shift towards that. And just recognizing, because one of our main mission as first responders is to respond, right? And we've always done that. But sometimes that comes in the form of putting people on mandatory force back, making people come in on their time off when they should potentially be spending it with their families. But if we were to shift that change of thinking to where we now take this really proactive approach to taking care of the people that serve the community, how much better are we going to be able to respond? And I think that's where we're seeing, it's really hard to quantify sometimes, put numbers on that preventative measures. But even if we go back and we look at once fire prevention started and we started getting smoke detectors for people and alarms in commercial buildings, the number of loss of life and fires that grew to these big, big fires reduced dramatically. And we are just now seeing that to where prevention is key. And so it's the same with our first responders. We really got to look at it from a preventative approach, because in turn, it allows us to serve the community better when we are healthier all the way around.
I only have about 2 minutes left with you, and I quickly want to talk about a virtual series on wellness that you're putting together for first responders coming up this winter. Can you tell us quickly about that?
Yes, absolutely. So Forging Wellness, we were going to have a live event here at the end of this month, but due to a number of things, we had to postpone that. And we are pivoting to offer a virtual series coming up this winter. We are going to be hosting it through Fire Nuggets Incorporated, but we are going to bring in four of the speakers that we were going to have for the live event that will be doing a series. And the first focus is going to be on nutrition, cardiac, cognitive performance, and something called firefighter syndrome.
And how can folks sign up for that or find out more information if they are a first responder?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are going to be posting all of that on our social media. We are currently working on developing a website to be able to have one spot to host that. But right now, everything we do is through social media. Our handles for that are at Forging Wellness 208, Instagram, Facebook. So we will get the word out that way. Plus, we'll get some flyers as well.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk with us. What an important topic to be covering and making sure that our first responders have access to this. So thank you for your time.
Yes, thank you so much. And just a final thing, if anybody does have any questions, they can feel free to reach out to me personally through my number 208-967-2001, or drop me an email at forgingwellness208@gmail.com.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.